baby. You got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'ma touch the place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. That'll make your ass come off top. I'ma speak the words. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man? Then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. It's your boy, Cash, chilling as usual. My man, Father Time. Father Time, what's good?
What's cracking, Doc?
Not much, not much. Networking and politicking. You know how we do. Name, what's happening, baby?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What that looks like, Termite?
Oh, okay. I don't know about y'all. I feel like I ain't been on the show in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, it feels like I haven't been on the show in a while. It feels like we've been there. I don't know, man. I just don't feel like last week we did a show.
Really?
Yeah, I really do.
Where the hell you been?
Did you guys have a good weekend?
Well, how's your weekend, Tama?
Man, I was tired, man. You know, I just came back from Kansas City and doing all that damn driving, man. That's just like 8 hours, man. I was tired as hell. That was my weekend right there.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna say two words. Apple crown. It could be your friend, and at the same time, turn around and be your worst damn enemy.
Well, I want to say hey to Snickers. I don't know if she's listening. She's supposed to call in today. Hey, Snickers, it was good hanging out with you. I've already been invited to come see her, so I got to get that weekend in place.
Okay. You know what? I never did get that music.
What music?
Matter of fact, I got to shout out to my man, Fat Boy. I know that's fucked up, man. I know it ain't a fucked up name, but you know, but that's his name, Fat Boy. Hey, man, dude, you from the G, man. Got some music out, man. Matter of fact, he's Snickers' cousin, I believe. I believe that they're related. I believe that they're cousins. Man, dude,
I thought that was
nice
her brother.
Is it a brother?
I think that's her brother, I believe.
Okay, well, I know they're related, but, you know, dude got some nice music, man. So, just as soon as he sent it, we definitely going to play it.
He was bumping?
Yeah, man, I liked it. I really enjoyed it.
You same motherfucker like Big Daddy Kane, so that's not saying a lot.
Long live the Kane, man. Long live the Kane.
I'm just saying. What's the business, y'all?
We chilling, we chilling. Hold on, look at my girl. Miss P.I.M.P., what's happening?
Don't come with that good morning shit.
Good morning. To the real Monday being a Tuesday. I hope that all are well here and just ready because I missed y'all. So I just want to make sure I do a roll call, make sure everybody's back home safe and unscathed.
I think, you know, I really think you aggravate him when you say good morning.
Hey, it puts a smile on my face when I say it. So I just want from my mouth to your ears, please.
It's nighttime.
Good morning. Hey, it's all right. It's morning for me.
It's nighttime like a motherfucker.
It's better than me singing the little song that my grandkids sing. The birds are chirping. I hate that, man. Man, would you rather me do that to you, Father Time?
The what? What was the song?
You know the little song, Good Morning to You.
The
birds
are
chirping. I thought they made that song up to aggravate my life, man. But it's a real song that you sing. So.
Nah, that was A-Town. Little A-Town. I mean, he disappeared just as quick as he came, didn't he?
No.
I guess so. Don't nobody even know who the hell I'm talking about.
I was like, who is that?
Hey, have y'all ever heard of this dude? You ever heard of this dude called Designer?
That rapper guy?
Yeah, the rapper dude.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
I was listening to some music, right? And his shit came on. Now, I don't know if it's just me, but do you understand anything he say?
Not a word. Motherfucking word.
That shit is not English, right? I'm just making sure I don't even smoke weed, but I thought I was high as hell now listening to his shit.
Yeah,
I was
it's
like,
supposed to be English, but no,
that shit ain't
I really
English.
Don't understand. And I mean,
the fuck is that shit?
That's the new thing. I mean, you can't understand half of these damn rappers, but you know, long
no,
as
you
got to catch
the beat,
then it's all good.
You can't understand
you
shit.
For
this
real,
dude is
real
not saying
understand.
Words. He is not saying words. That shit is not words. That shit is. That motherfucker ain't saying no words.
I didn't
listen to that shit.
So.
Just. Alright, when we hang up, just go to YouTube and type in Designer. And listen
okay.
to any song. Any song. And tell me tomorrow if that motherfucker speaking English.
Okay. Wow.
Trust me, I already know what you're talking about.
That shit is not English.
Oh, hold on, man. I forgot, man. We got to give a shout-out to Miss Pimp, man. You know, hey, we got to see Miss Pimp in action doing her thing over the weekend.
I'm going to give me one of them gun holsters. We can carry our guns together, baby.
Man.
Okay, well,
that was awesome. I swear it was. That made my whole entire day, y'all. I gotta say that. Made my whole
well,
day.
Y'all wanna like clue a motherfucker in that wasn't there? What'd you do?
Well, you had to be there.
Sin City dropped down on Miss Pimp. Mr. Neen, Cass dropped down on Miss Pimp. And I mean, you know, for me, I've been, like, on and off for a few years on Sin City. So, you know, and I know that I spoke to Kaz a while ago, like years ago when I was working at the club, you know, to have a meet and greet. And that's when I was on. And I think he did do that, but I wasn't a part of that scene anymore. So, you know, I just dropped off the face of the earth. I do that from time to time. but, you know, and it's just been some years. And so for them to just drop down on me, and I heard Janine's voice, and I was like, I know that voice. You know what I mean? So it was just nothing but love. And I was just like, wow, you know, I got a chance to meet her. I felt like I was like in superstar land right then, you know, and it was just really, really, really cool. You know what I'm saying? To know that you've been talking to somebody, you know, and I just think that she just has an awesome personality and brings so much to Sin City. To finally meet her, it was just really, really cool. I really, really enjoyed myself. It made my whole day.
Oh, it's good to meet you, too. We got all the hoods in and stuff. Oh, we didn't even tell you Snickers was in the crowd.
Who?
Oh, you already remember the gap we had on Snickers?
Who was in the car?
Snickers.
I don't think she was on the show. I don't think she had started calling back in when Snickers did her show.
Oh, really? Oh.
Uh-uh.
But, I mean, throughout all, no matter what, rain, pain, sleet, snow, you and Butter have been there like faithful soldiers. You hear me? So, you know, I got to meet you too, Butter.
I mean, was this like a party or something?
No, they just came
just
and dropped out.
He played same time, man. That's wrong.
He's about to go off. He's about to go off. Right.
Like, I don't miss something. Like, you was going to fly down.
I'm just trying to figure out what the hell's going on. What I missed.
It was just all good. It was just all good karma, man. Everybody's the same place, same time. That's all.
What?
But now, on that note, though, we do need to put a meet and greet together.
Mhm.
You know what I'm saying? And
I think
we're gonna sit down. We're gonna have to sit down, Tom. We're gonna have to sit down, man. I think we're gonna have to put a meet and greet together, man. Before it get cold, man, one that just explodes. One that just—I mean, because last year's was fun. We need something that's gonna go off the chain. Something that's just gonna just like, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna rock. But now you know what? And I know this would probably be a stretch for everybody, but it wouldn't be a bad thing to do it in Minnesota if we could all get down there.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, that worked for me.
I know it would.
It
right. I mean, I'm just saying now, man. I mean, think about it, man. We do one all over, man. We do one all over the Midwest. Think big here.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up, man. That's a good idea. I'll be down with that.
Well, I'll put that together, man. But all right.
Yeah, once or
check
twice
this
a
out,
year.
Y'all. I gotta ask, man. Who even get started in on anything? Anybody checked out Power? Anybody watch Power this weekend?
No, I ain't watching it.
Yeah,
oh,
I did.
Gosh. All right, man.
Let's save it for tomorrow, y'all. Let's save it for tomorrow, because I ain't watching yet.
Well, dog, here you go, killing the damn moment. Shit.
Well, I'll mute myself for 5 minutes and y'all can talk about it.
Okay. Well, I want to ask then. I mean, how dumb can the son be?
Can a guy get a cigarette? Can you buy a cigarette?
Really?
Yeah.
What really?
Do you mean? Really?
Really? Really, I was just bullshitting. Y'all gonna talk about it in a
different way. Oh shit! You thought you muted yourself? Shit.
Really? Seriously?
Sure did. I don't sell my cigarettes.
Wow. No, I'm just bullshitting. Go ahead, man.
You know what?
I mean, but seriously, How dumb can a son be?
Hey, I mean, he's sheltered. Exactly. He's
you
sheltered.
Say what?
He ain't free spot. He don't know no better.
He's a sheltered
Man.
Kid.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
And he
okay,
know Dre, he know Dre is trusted, so, you know, if Dre said he was a friend of his, then, you know.
And he's already shitty with his daddy, so, you know what I mean? Somebody
exactly.
feeding him, you know.
And giving him attention and stuff like that, and telling him the truth and being honest about who his father and them really are. Yeah, he's going to go with it. Because all he thinks, they just keep lying to him.
But when he said, yo, bitch, I said, wow. He is
exactly.
smelling his tea.
Yes,
he is. Straight smelling his tea.
He was like, oh,
don't
I apologize to school. Yo, bitch.
White folks call that acting out.
I call that not having no motherfucking teeth.
That's, I'm with you on that one.
Mm-hmm.
He's a sheltered kid, but
yeah,
he's about to start selling drugs.
He's about to start doing something.
Yeah,
Ray was wrong because he could have been like, you know, even he could have waited till after they left and just was like, you know, don't fuck with him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I think Dre should have just either tried to kill Keenan for the simple fact he came for your own kid.
Exactly.
And now you coming for your boss's kid who you trying to set up? Man, you need
exactly.
to kill him.
Exactly.
Well, now, yeah, I can agree with that. I can agree with that. I don't know. It's just like it just gets. It's, I don't know.
Messy.
I don't know. Maybe
it's just
me, but I think just my personal opinion. I just think the show going a little bit in too many different directions. I mean, hold on, y'all, for the answer to that. Delife, what's going on?
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hey, ma'am.
What's going on?
How are you guys?
Good.
We're good. We're good. What?
Oh, it sounds like you guys are good. Everybody's out careful.
You know, talking about power makes everybody happy. All except
right.
all the time, because he ain't seen it. But now, I'm just saying, I just think my personal opinion is just that I think the show kind of going in a little bit too many damn directions. You got
where you confused at?
You got, I mean, I'm not confused about anything, but I'm just saying you got Kanan, you got Milan, you got Tommy
mm-hmm.
acting crazy. I mean, that's a lot for, I mean, and you got this one guy trying to keep it all together, and which he's doing a piss-poor-ass job.
But I think that's the point, because now it's so many different things that can happen, you really don't know what's going to happen.
Right now,
somebody
I am Team Tommy.
Really? Okay, and I'm curious. Why are you just Team Tommy?
Tommy is a confused individual, and I just thought it was just real crazy, and I just knew he was going to shoot the shit out that dude because he got to talking about his girl. I knew he was about to lose
mm-hmm.
it, and I knew Ghost was going to be like, you messed up, but, dude, you did that the first time. You know what I mean? With Lobos, you did that.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
He
did.
The soft spot.
But
now,
here's the thing that gets me about that. Now, everybody's like, oh, Tommy really hurt. And do anybody ever sit down and think Tommy just killed the bitch?
Yeah.
Nobody else. I mean, nobody else killed her. He killed her himself. So you can't get mad at nobody but yourself about that one. You killed her.
I mean,
not like she got caught in the line of crossfire.
But that's
what
they're showing, that I'm saying that's what they're showing, that he's just showing his guilt. You know, he's showing the guilt that he has for what he's done. And my thing is, I feel like everything people have said about Ghost, and I didn't even feel like that at first. Ghost is selfish. Ghost only cares about himself. And I don't believe he being a true friend of Tommy. If that's the case, why he not telling him nothing? He ain't told him nothing. He ain't even really consoled him about even what happened with Hobbs.
Tommy kind of just wrote it off.
Well, hold on. Now, you say Tommy ain't, you saying Ghost ain't down for Tommy. Ghost killed them career motherfuckers for Tommy. Now, how down you got to be? You just murdered 3 motherfuckers for your boy.
Well, if y'all supposed to be in this together, why he don't never tell Tommy nothing?
Shit, Tommy a hothead. But
Tommy's a hothead,
I tell you this, if I was in a drug gang, Tommy would definitely be my right-hand man.
But he
that motherfucker is down. He down for the crime. He'd do anything for Ghost.
He will, but then Ghost he can't even be open and honest with him.
Well, now, I think with that part is that I think it's like they compliment each other on certain aspects of it. Like, I don't think, like, Tommy never sees the bigger picture as far as, like, let's be more lucrative. Let's venture out. Let's do something so we can get the hell out of here. Tommy don't see that picture. So by him not seeing that, it's a lot of things that Tommy's going to do one way where it's like, okay, you know, and then at the same time, Ghostin got so blindsided by being this businessman, he don't see everything that Tommy's seeing. So it's like they compliment
Pussy
each other.
Pussy got in the way on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Both
of
their downfalls.
I can agree with that.
Hold on, man. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Big Dave, we in the building.
What's up, Doug?
Hi.
Hey. How y'all doing?
We chilling. Yeah. Dave, you watch Power?
Of course I do.
Okay, my dog. I don't even know why I ask. Dave, we discuss it now. I mean, Ms. Pimp say, and I think I got to agree with her, that Pussy is what's tearing Ghost and Tommy apart. Do you agree with that?
Yes. I totally agree.
I got to agree too.
I don't see how Ghost traded in Tasha, that thick chocolate thunder ass man, for that dried up California. I don't know, man. She ain't that spicy.
You know,
I done came better with the Latin chick.
And that's the thing about it now. I don't think he could have. I think the casting directors could have. They should have got somebody a little bit, you know.
You know who'd be perfect for that part?
Who?
I would love to see in some of them sex scenes they had together, motherfucking
Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez, you damn right.
Yeah,
I would love to see her.
Yeah,
she had a great Angela.
Half of America done seen that ass, Jack.
That is a gorgeous ass Latina.
Them ratings would have came up even higher. They'd have put J-Lo on that motherfucker.
They done put
now
that hoe
doing them man. Sex scenes.
Man, shit. What's her husband name? And
Mark,
I forgot.
Anthony.
Yeah, Mark Anthony. Is they still together?
Nah, she fucking another backup dancer now.
And she pregnant.
Oh shit. You said, and she who?
Pregnant.
Locked up.
God damn. That motherfucker. I don't know, man. Cause I actually, when I went down to Gary, I caught them on a Chicago show. They was on this Chicago show, Ghost and Tommy, and
wow.
Man, it's like, you know, they really like, and you really gotta get credit to Amari Hardwick, because he's really like, you know. They like, he's pretty much in the driver's seat. He pretty much dictates the show. I mean, who he wants and all that. And he really, mm-hmm. like, really, he said this season he really did want Tommy's character pushed more. Well, you know, like, man, mm-hmm. we feel like he needed to be the breakout star of this season. And he kind of, like, you know, like, stepped back, like,
yeah,
you know, make this more about Tommy instead of me. Which, so, you know, a lot of motherfuckers don't want to get that motherfucker the limelight up like that, but he like, fuck it, let's do it.
Tommy, that dude,
man. I can see Father Time now. That fuck ass, write his ass out. Write him out.
That's killing.
Yeah, that's
a little
bitch. Kill him out with 50
for him.
Let's see we're going to kill him on.
We talking about power, right?
That's how he comes. You say what?
We talking about power,
right?
So, what about 50, man? 50 is fucking up royally. 50, he got beef with Ghost, and he done went to his son. He done tried to drop Andre pussy ass. They want to write somebody out. Write that chump out. Ain't nobody
you know
hold my baby over the balcony.
He already said he don't want to do the show anymore. So I think he's gonna get killed this season anyway. He don't have time to do it anymore.
What? Andre said that.
50 Cent said that.
Because
he didn't even want to do this season. He just want to executive produce it, but he don't want to be in it anymore. He said he don't have time to do it. It's hard for him to find time to do his, you know, his character.
His ratchet ass character.
Don't be surprised if he gets smoked this season.
Yeah, I want to smoke that motherfucker on sight right now, man.
I mean, if you've been watching the last couple episodes, you rarely see him. He's rarely in it now. Think about the last 6-7 episodes. You seen him, what, 3 times,
hey,
maybe?
He was heavy in the last episode. I mean, he didn't took the little boy and gave him some motherfucking syrup. Talk about you.
Right.
What's wrong with that little motherfucker?
Sipping on that syrup.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but you know what, man? And he see the bigger picture, and which, like I said, sometimes you got to look at things like that. It's like, all right, yeah, I'm 50 Cent. You know, I'm probably more known than any one of us that's on the show, but he already knew, like, okay, these are the actors. I'm just the motherfucker that's
mm-hmm.
helping the show get his boost. He knew when to step up and step back. I mean, shit.
Yeah.
That's damn sure better than what he did in his rap career, because he let his two best rappers go for a long-ass time.
Well, you know, Buck, I don't see how Buck went back to him. I wouldn't have never went back. Nah, fuck that.
Shit, money. Shit, that motherfucker get you out there. Shit, why not?
We'd
for enough money, you can kill a whole lot of beasts for enough money.
Hell yeah. But at the same time, Buck is a good rapper, man. You know, anybody else would pick him up, but now he just destroyed him. He put him on there and straight bitched him. Put him chumping him. I mean, he on the phone.
Oh, well,
50, God, I suck your dick, man. I just want to be back on the scene. Come on, dog.
Yeah, I mean, but he did just what he said he was going to do to him. I'm gonna kill your career. And he did it.
Shot him down.
Held his contract. You know what I'm saying? Wouldn't let nobody buy his contract. Just put him on the shelf.
Yeah.
Didn't put none of his albums out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he cost himself money in that too, but shit, I guess. I mean, he wasn't worried about no money, but shit. Yeah, I mean, but I don't know. I mean, at the same breath, though, I mean, would you let your personal dictate your business?
He did that.
I know what he did, but I'm asking y'all. I'm going to start with you, though, Big Dave. Would you let your personal dictate your business?
Not at all.
On something like
Not
that?
No, sir. I'm loyal to my money, first and foremost. You have to be loyal to your money or you'll wind up with no money. Because the same shit he did, somebody can pull it on him, man. It's just that simple. And you can't say... Well, this is a beef between me and you outside of this job. You know, we can deal with that outside of this job. That's just what it is. It's a job. But so many, you know, let the lifestyle of the dope game and the rap game convert. You know, they conflict some type of way. And that's how it's fucked up now. And it's at the end of the day, you got young people mimicking what these adults are doing, man. And that's what they are. They are our age, and I'm in their 40s, and they still acting like children. That's some shit like, man, you took my bolo in the marble game. You can't be my friend anymore. We're not going to get paid anymore. Fuck that. You're going to destroy the man's life? You destroy him and his family.
I can agree with that. Bob, what about you, man? You mad at this motherfucker, you pissed, but shit, he's your motherfucker. He's one of your cash cows.
I'll tell you like this, man. I'll tell you straight up, 100%. If my money's long enough, fuck him. I'm going to wait till he come back there. He going to need me before I need him. Man, that's 100% real. If you piss me off that bad, we beefing like that, and I got enough money to where I don't need you, you know, I can hold out longer than you can, I will do it. Fuck your career. I told you was going to need me at the end. That's straight up. I mean, that's business. It's all business.
Okay. All right. Janine, what about you?
Well, I mean, y'all discussing it, but, you know, I have no idea what y'all talking about.
Well, I'm asking, like, would you let your personal, I mean, like, you know, you got a chance to make money with this person, but whatever, y'all got this personal beef just started. But you know you can still make money with this person. You can make money hand over fist with this person. Would you do it or would you just say, fuck it?
I mean, the personal beef, I mean, did it have something to do with, like, my value? I guess it
just
depends
any kind
on
of
what
beef.
It was.
I mean, it's like, you know, let's just say it was more or less like, okay, I felt like you treating me wrong. You know, yeah, I got
well,
a little buck wild with my
shit. I'll give you a better one. I'll give you a better okay. Up-to-date one. All right, Janine, mm-hmm. You got an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all working together. Y'all making all this money together.
Okay.
I done pissed you off. For some reason, you mad at me. So you come out and put all my personal shit on the blogs. Shit that just me and you know about.
Mm-hmm.
So now we got, you know what I'm saying, I'm your artist. I put all your personal shit on the blogs because I'm mad mm-hmm. at you right now.
Yeah.
And now the next day, do you make a song with me or do you say, fuck me? I'm your artist.
Nah, I ain't fucking with you. Mm-mm. Because I don't trust you. Now, me as the artist, like, if I was the artist, I wouldn't have done no shit like that. I don't give a fuck if me and him disagree about some shit or, I mean, that's business. When you in business, you're not going to agree on everything. You got to learn to disagree and keep it moving. And, you know, as his artist, he shouldn't have went behind his back and did all of that shit as the artist.
And I'm not saying that's what he did.
Wait a minute. No, because that's not what he did. Because
I'm just using
50 got mad at. Okay, I'm about to say, because 50 actually put, 50 is the one that put all the shit out. 50 the one put the tapes out with Buck on the phone crying. I mean, Buck came to him, and, you know, like, with a heartfelt apology. I know I've been fucking up my money, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. And instead of 50 saying yay or nay, he takes the audio and puts it out there for the world to hear. Like you see, y'all hear how he's crying to me? He's a bitch.
Yep.
That's some whole shit right there.
Come on, dog.
That's some whole
shit. Come on, dog.
One reason 50 do some shit like that because his money longer than Bucks. That's it, man.
It's like stepping on a motherfucking ant, man. You bigger than that ant.
But at the same time, this is my thing about it. This is what I get out of this. Because I'm not going to do that because I wouldn't, because if this is my thing, this is what I do. This is what I'm doing for a living. Man, it's, think about it now. Now, just think, y'all CEOs of y'all own company, you know, Big Dave, Rama, y'all CEOs of y'all own company, you know. Now, here I am, I'm wilding out. I'm finna just put this shit out on Janine. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna post all this shit Janine doing. You know, y'all hear her begging. She want me to put her back in the fold and all that. Now, you as a CEO of your own record label or whatever y'all doing, and I come to y'all and say, man, I want to work with y'all. I mean, would you really want to work with a motherfucker who do his own artist like that?
No, sir.
I wouldn't.
No.
And that's what I'm saying. I think he kind of, at the same time, to some people they thought it was funny. To some people they thought, oh, 50 got, but at the same time, I think he kind of buried his own career. Because if you think about it, shit, G-Unit didn't go nowhere after that.
Not at all.
I don't give a damn what you say. You know what I'm saying? You got one of the hottest groups out. You know what I'm saying? And you're in this industry to make money. You want to keep making money. You don't want your shit to fold, and his shit folded. Now, him being the motherfucker that he was, yeah, he still had money to stand on, but and music wise, 50's dead. 50 has no 50. There's nothing jumping off with him like that. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I think happened to him? You know what I think happened to 50 Cent? I think Dre and Eminem destroyed him, man. I think they gave that motherfucker some bad. They gave that motherfucker some bad advice on how to run shit. You know what I mean?
I don't see that.
Well, who do you think he's getting all this advice from? Who was he leaning on? He was leaning on Eminem and Dre.
Well, you know,
that's who he was leaning on.
No, he been left them. He had left Aftermath. I mean, he wasn't under them no more. When he started doing all that shit, he wasn't under Aftermath anymore.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is, who do you think molded him? Who shaped him? Who gave him his motherfucking business sense? Eminem,
right,
and Dre, because that's all he was around.
Yeah, and while he was around them, look what he came out with. He came out with the whole G-Unit thing. He came out with, he gave each one of them their individual shine. It wasn't until after he left when I'm the motherfucking, the motherfucking captain of this ship. That's when the ship started sinking. When he left from under their tutelage. That's when
I think it's true stuff. I think he just started showing his true self after he got all that money or whatever. And even if his career died, his music career, he still made a lot of money with that water deal.
Water deal, movie deal. 50 been in a lot of movies.
He made plenty of money, so.
Oh, he got some cash.
He probably just didn't want to be in it no more anyway. I don't know.
So why shoot another nigga dude though down? You take me
hold
guys,
on, y'all. Hold on, we got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's up?
What's up? Who this?
Candy.
Oh hey.
What's
hey,
up?
Well, ain't heard from you in the month of Sunday. Shit, you like me for an hour. She called like she 50. Y'all supposed to know who I am.
You sure?
Oh goodness,
I'm unforgettable.
I ain't seen you on the website. I ain't seen you on.
Man,
I've
been so busy.
You.
I don't even know what to do with myself.
It sounds good, but anyway, how you doing?
I'm good, y'all.
We chillin'.
Still got light poles and Vidox.
Y'all
usually call together. Oh, I guess y'all ain't together no more.
Oh, I ain't even what now?
Never mind, I got my ass already.
No, we still together.
It amazes me how a person calls the radio show and then just tune us out. I just never understood.
Hey,
that.
It happens when you get old.
What? You know what? I said I was gonna let today be a peaceful day, so.
Okay.
Anyway, I was saying, man, I mean, I really don't see, I'm like, I wouldn't fuck with him. I wouldn't fuck around with him. I mean, yeah, Buck put himself in a fucked up situation where he had to go back to fuck with him. But, I mean, dude was just an asshole. Have y'all ever seen any of his interviews, man? He would literally get on interviews and talk about them like they were kids.
Right.
You know, and it's like, hold on, man, you gonna respect me now. I mean, he would, like, get on the, well, yeah, the reason, because Buck's dumb. Buck's stupid. You know, he just got on. Now, Buck's sitting right there. They like, well, Buck, I kind of messed up. Dog, you're not going to sit there and put my, on my motherfucking business on no motherfucking talk show. Now, if I did fuck up, okay, I fucked up. But now you going to get on a motherfucking nationally syndicated show? Yeah, you know. Yeah, well, man, Buck's an asshole. I get on here, we get on the show, and I'm, well, man, you know, Father Time, he just don't think he's an asshole. He just don't think about what the fuck he do. Dog, you going to be looking at me like, dog, I know you just didn't say this shit.
Yeah, it's going to be an issue. We really make TV live.
So did they get into a fight or something like that?
Hell no. It seemed like he took his belt off and whooped his ass.
Yeah, that's just what it seemed like. If you got to put it in any type of terms, that's how you got to put it. Now, what it was, that Buck, from my understanding, Buck, like, mismanaged his money. He mismanaged a lot of money. And 50 did have a legitimate gripe. I mean, like, man, I get tired of bailing their ass out of trouble.
So he was like,
your motherfucking ass gonna sink this time. All right, which is cool. I had no problem with that. Fuck it. I keep trying to bail your ass out. You keep doing the same shit. I had no problem with that. But damn, you ain't got to get on national TV, radio, and everything else, and tell everybody my business. Then I admit to you that I'm wrong. And what do? You put the shit out on for the world to hear.
Straight black.
Man,
it sounds like something is missing. Like something else happened before that.
Nah, man.
Well, I mean, no, that's pretty much the gist of it. Now, granted, like I said, he felt like a lot of them was being disloyal. He like, you know, y'all supposed to be wearing the G-Unit shoes. Y'all supposed to be wearing the G-Unit clothes. You know, mm-hmm. y'all got on motherfucking Jordans and all this shit, but y'all still getting a check. Y'all still getting a check from G-Unit, from Reebok, for wearing the shit. But y'all ain't promoting it, which I can understand that because, you know, Father Time never wear my shirt, but I always wear his, but we ain't going to go there. But, you know.
I wore your shirt in Kansas City, motherfucker.
It's a good moment going on here. Cut it out, fellas.
Right.
Places and time for everything.
Yeah, but like I said, you know, I mean, I'm not, what I'm saying is 50 wasn't wrong. The only part 50 was wrong is when he took it to the motherfucking media. That was some shit that should have just been behind closed doors.
Right.
But like Big Dave say, shit, he literally damn near like takes his belt off and whooped them in public every chance he got.
Didn't I tell you?
You know what, man? If that's the case, my fucking career would just be over because I'm not fucking with his ass. I don't give a fuck. Fuck it. I gotta go get a job. But I'm not calling
back
to your ass.
I'll be back in the warehouse.
Back
in the warehouse. In a motherfucking truck. Back in the warehouse. Back on the block somewhere.
Anything I say to you, this shit gonna be leaked to the motherfucking media. I know that. You ain't even trying to hide the shit. You let me know you the one telling the motherfuckers this shit.
Yeah,
how am
we
I supposed to trust you?
I don't know how this is gonna go over, big dog, but that's some girl shit, man.
My career be over. Fuck it, I'll just be done.
But you don't. You know
what,
man? I was
saying with Designer. Me and Designer do a motherfucking album together before I fuck with 50 Cent.
Yeah, but then see that you couldn't do it. That was the whole thing, though. You couldn't go nowhere. Everywhere you go, you got to get clearance from him, and he stays saying nope, he can't do it. Nope, that song can't get put out.
Yeah, let me buy my motherfucking contract, chump.
You know what I'm saying?
Nope, I ain't selling your contract.
Independent route. His name is big enough.
Straight up.
He did that. That's what you fellas realize. He went independent. He went making mixtapes because that's all you can do. When you signed under a contract, yeah, you can make mixtapes, but you can't put out no what you would call. So he did all that. And it still he didn't have the machine behind him. When you in that type of industry, you gotta have that machine behind you, dog.
How you gonna talk that talk and then they got you on fucking whatever, Instagram, YouTube, whatever social media out there says, oh, I'm so sorry. God, please take me back. But you on your mixtape come out, I'm gonna kill this motherfucker. And yeah, nah.
Right.
How anybody gonna take
you're
you serious?
Yeah.
Nobody gonna take his ass serious no more, man. He can't talk. He
y'all
can't be a gangster rapper.
That motherfucker gonna buy a safety and plumb it out there. Is this nigga serious? Come on.
And you know what? And Dave, it's funny that you said that because I said the same shit. It's crazy that you, because I remember he did make a diss because he made his mixtape and he dissed the shit out of 50. And I'm like, how the fuck you gonna get on this motherfucking diss and after you was crying?
Right.
I mean, and you right, because I said it. I sure said it. I was like, yeah, right, motherfucker. And I'm a Young Buck fan and I was like, oh, this is over. You know, but I think 50 was so bitter about how the game did him, you know, like, all right, the game made it, what, a 15-minute, that song was 15 minutes, 300 bars?
Yeah.
Oh, he told them a new asshole.
Yeah, then he tell him, you know, game really about that blood game, so.
he told him, man. Yeah, you walk your ass to Compton if you want to. Talk about what you gonna do to me.
Ah, yeah, right. Easy on your ass, nigga.
What you say?
I said I heard Dre wasn't fucking with Game either, right?
He wasn't, cause Dre. Now see, now well they're back on terms now. But now here's the thing. Now here's the thing about that. You start fucking with the money. That's what Dre got pissed off about. You got the fucking with the money. He did the same shit that what we're talking about is that you got the fucking with the money. Y'all could have did this shit in-house. Y'all didn't have to be on TV saying this, that, and the other. And for the most part, it was like Dre was more or less like, let me handle it. Well, no, gang, I'm a man, and I'm going to handle it my goddamn self. All right, well, shit. Time for you to spread your wings, little baby bird.
Hey, game shit was tight when he touched down. He took flight though, for real.
But that was the thing about it is that, like he said, 50 couldn't hold him back because he was like, shit, I wasn't ever signed a G Unit. I was signed a motherfucking I was signed Aftermath. They put me in G Unit. Now Dre cut me loose, but shit, he still managed to stay relevant.
Yeah,
that second album, he managed to stay.
No, really, once they get in the game, once they hit the big screen, as far as the movies, shit, it's over for the rap game, son. Look at Tyrese. He made one record after 10 years, and it sounded like fucking Bobby Womack. What the fuck, nigga?
Wait a minute.
Shout out Bobby Womack.
Think you're lonely now.
But now, hold on now. He do got that movie. All right, man. I gotta ask y'all, man. I gotta ask. Who really want to see this movie? Because I do. Me personally, I want to see this movie. I don't know if y'all ever seen the movie trailer. It's called Death Before Dishonesty. And it's about Old Dog and Jody. Now, the niche of it is that, remember in Baby Boy, he kills Snoop, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Now, Snoop is supposed to have been Old Dog's big brother.
Oh, no
now,
shit.
Now Old Dog didn't get out of jail for the murders that he did on Menace to Society. And he's coming for Jody. He's coming for Jody.
I want
to
see
it. When is this supposed to come out? I want to see
it. No competition. That ain't no competition.
Now, here's the thing. You got to understand Jody has evolved. You know, he's not little Jody no more. He's a motherfucking businessman now. It's on YouTube. It's called, just look up Tyrese Death Before Dishonor. It shows the little movie trailer.
They got a release date?
That's not
they're trying to find somebody to pick it up.
It sounds interesting. I would watch it. I would actually pay to go see it.
But hey, check it out though. That's two different eras. How they gonna put Jody and Old Dog together? That's fucked up.
No, now think about it. Now hold on, Dave. Think about it now. Now. It's been what? About 25 years.
Hold on, man. Somebody got some background going on.
Somebody in traffic.
All right, there we go.
You hung up on somebody, huh? You had to go. Next caller. Anyway.
Now, you got to think about it, Dave. It's been about 25 years now. It's been about 25 years since Menace to Society came out. Now, you know, a murder bid, you know, in a lot of cases, you can get out after 20 years.
Yeah, that's
loud. Now, during the time that his brother got killed, he was in prison. He was in prison. And now that he hears that Jody is the one that killed his brother.
Oh.
If I had some money, so I would back that shit. I would back it. I think that's a great-ass idea.
I think that's going to be. Because O-Dog was the shit back in Minister Society. That was a fool.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and Jody,
Jody did not kill Snoop.
Exactly.
That other fool did.
We know
the Gooding
that, but
Junior guy.
But now, if you and see, you got to listen to the Sweet Pea. That's who killed him, Sweet Pea. Now
right,
you got to
right,
listen. But now, I mean, okay, all right, Dave, we best of friends. Motherfucker, fucking
right.
with me, we get out there and we get him. I mean,
no doubt.
You gonna talk about it?
Nah, it's done.
I mean, all we know is okay. Look here, Dave and Cass got out there, man. Who died? Oh boy, that was fucking with Cass' baby mama. Well, who killed him? Shit, motherfuckers say Cass and Dave did it. Who got more of a reason to kill him? Me or you? He fucking with me and my baby mama. Now, you might have been the motherfucker that had the heart to do it, but shit. Like, you my nigga, so I did this for you. Ain't neither
right.
one of us talking, but not the streets gonna talk. Yeah, the streets ain't always right, but they gonna talk. So,
see, you know what?
Nine times out of ten.
Check this out. I'm gonna give you the premise. Old Dog already locked up, right? He already in jail. Sweet Pea get transferred to the jail. Old Dog running the jail. You know, they get that motherfucker in one of them rooms somewhere, torturing his ass. He give up motherfucking Jody. Old Dog smoke him in jail. He get out
no,
a couple
that
years
ain't
later. Now he, I'm not saying that that's how it is, but what I'm saying is that'd be a good premise to it.
But that ain't
yeah.
how the
call,
so
I'm gonna call
try,
up
I'm
Tyrone,
trying to
man.
Tell you.
We gonna put this shit together.
I'm trying to tell you. If a motherfucker listen to me, I'm trying to tell him, motherfucker, that Sweet Pea calls Jody on the phone. Sweet Pea's already in prison. This is how the movie trailer starts off. Sweet Pea calls Jody from prison to tell him, "Hey, Old Dog's getting out of jail and he's coming for you."
Guard your grill, knuckle up.
Right. He gives a warning that he's coming out.
Jody ain't no gangster.
See,
that
y'all
shit.
I know y'all
that
get that, but, hey, Jody done grew up, y'all. Jody done grew up. Jody ain't no Jody, no.
You better call Melvin.
Okay,
Melvin, lick that motherfucker face. Melvin, lick that motherfucker face, though.
He got a better shot calling Melvin to help him out. Melvin wasn't no joke.
Hey, Jody's somewhere goddamn sitting on a bar stool with no shoes on playing a guitar. Yvette, time to go. You gotta move, bitch.
Okay. I was gonna see it though.
Your brother in law coming to get us.
Oh my god.
Well, like I said, man, I personally, I would love for it to come out. I would love for it to come
hey,
out.
Hey, I want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, if they make Jody a gangster, I'm done. I want all $7 back from my DVD.
Hey, what'd you say it's called? Death Before Dishonesty?
I just put it on the site. I just put it on the website. So anybody want to see the movie trailer, go to cityradioshow.com.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to check
anybody
it out.
Anybody want to see it? I just put it on the website. So you want to check it out, go to the website, check out the trailer. Y'all tell me. Me personally, I'm with you, Father Time. If I had the money, I would definitely bag him on that.
I think that should have blew up. I think it'll blow
up. It's gonna sell like a motherfucker. Just because Jody in it, little Jody.
I mean, I think honestly, me personally, I think that Old Dog would be the reason. Cause if I mean, think about it, man. When we was younger. When it took us to look at the movie a couple of times to realize that he did go to prison. You know, at the end, he did go to prison. But you know, we always wondered what happened. You know, did anybody ever get him? What happened to him? You know,
right.
Here's your answer.
He getting out to go find little Jody.
Right.
Kane got smoked in that goddamn movie.
Well, we knew he wasn't coming back.
They'll do better having the son be a gangster. The son and the little grandson been hanging around with Melvin too much. Now he a little gangster.
Hey, that's worse than the little dude hanging with Kanan, drinking syrup. Goddamn
right.
Daddy a millionaire. He want to hang with Kanan. I'm mad at my dad. I'm mad at him.
Get the pussy ass out of here, nigga.
Found that mug, man.
Fuck
your bad. You got on the new J's, and they ain't knockoffs, motherfucker. Get your punk ass out of here.
I think the movie would be nice.
I mean, Old Dog was a big fixture in that Menace to Society.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was the movie, really. Old Dog was the fucking movie. So him getting out of jail, going to look for Jody, though, I would like for him to go find the motherfuckers that killed Kane.
Well, hell, you know, he got killed in Players Club or whatever, or Set It Off. Yeah, he got killed a long time ago.
Acorn Project.
yeah.
That nigga was in
right,
Acorn Project.
Right. Hey, man, do y'all notice, what is that guy's name? Do anybody know his name? Do you know he played like the same role in every goddamn movie?
A silly motherfucker? Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Stupid motherfucker. Oh, that administrative side, that run to the car. I got to go handle my business. That motherfucker run is classic.
He run cool. Old Chester Cheetah,
hey,
motherfucker.
Right. But did you hear him? I don't know if anybody ever paid attention, because I didn't pay attention at the beginning. I was too busy laughing at the way he was running. Motherfucker, the cop said, hey, man, what the fuck is you looking at? Get in the car.
Get your goof ass in here.
Hey,
no, don't kill him.
I got to handle my business.
Yeah. He say that shit in every movie, too.
Right. Handle your business.
I'm the best man. I got to handle my business.
Even
broke
the
dick, y'all.
Tell from the hood he was acting ass.
Yeah.
I think him and Glenn Plummer, they signed contracts to be nothing but thugs in their shit. I mean, think about it. Glenn Plummer done played a gangbanger since Colors. Really, hot top. I need a doctor.
Right.
They whooped his ass.
They gave that motherfucker a PhD.
Right.
Punkin'
man, I was like, right. So that's why I say, shit, some of them motherfuckers, they just dedicated in the just fuck it type roles they just going to have to play.
Yeah. I mean, I can't wait to see this new movie you talk about, though, because I'm going to be up in that, bro. Laughing.
Yeah. You know, I think, I mean, if they actually get this movie off the ground and it goes, I think, of course, I'm going to buy a bootleg, but I'm going to have to go to the movies and see that one, too.
Why not?
Yeah, I'm going to have to play a
little. Every now and then you got to treat yourself, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right, hold on. We got us another caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's going on?
What's up with you?
Hey.
Who this?
Drag on.
What's up, Pimper?
What's up, player?
You, man. How you been?
I've been all right, man. Thanks for playing.
That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, now, Dragon, we didn't got off in this topic, man. Here's the scenario. They got a movie trailer coming out. They trying to finance this movie. Jody versus Old Dog. Now, before you say anything, here's how it goes. You know, Jody killed Snoop in Baby Boy. Well, now they're trying to set the tone that Snoop was Old Dog's big brother. So now he coming out, he want revenge for him killing his brother. Would you go see it?
No.
Really?
I don't think I'd go see it. I wasn't a big Baby Boy fan, no way.
Well, what about Menace to Society?
I mean, yeah, Menace to Society, yeah. I used to watch that all the time. But how they going to mix I got a question. How they going to mix Menace to Society with Baby Boy? Like, that throws it right there. That, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Why do you think it throws it so? Why do you think it throws it off so much?
Cause in Baby Boy, it was no kind of inkling and no kind of way of it being that, you know, intertwining each other. But now you finna make a sequel.
I don't think that was the original idea, but I mean, I think it could work.
Oh no, man.
I mean, think about it. Hey, what was his name? What was Snoop's name in Baby Boy?
I can't even remember.
ain't nobody going to help me out. Right, they just got out of the joint. Look, right. Alvin something. What was his name on that motherfucker? I can't remember. But, I mean, you know, he was a gangbanger, man. They in L.A. He was a gangbanger. I mean, hell, why is it too far-fetched off that he had a little brother that was in jail for murder? Yeah. Old Dog was a bad little motherfucker.
Yeah. That's true.
I think it'll work. I just saw the trailer. That motherfucker still look the same. He still look like he's young as Old Dog. He's been 25 years in the joint.
That's what the penitentiary preserve, you homie.
Shit.
That motherfucker look young as hell.
That's what I'm saying, man. I think it will work.
It might. I don't know. I just can't, you know.
Well, they say that for the release date, summer 2015. That bitch might already be out, dog. We just don't know about it.
Nah, it ain't not yet. They were trying to get it financed. Rodney, that was his name in there, Rodney.
Rodney said, I don't like your motherfucking ass anyway. Kick the little kid for it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, then, you know, of course, he had to die anyway, man. You kicked my son for it over. Like you anyway, little nigga. Fuck you ain't your daddy. What?
I'm not
on the real.
Hey, his name was Rodney.
On the real, she needed her ass whooped for that.
I ain't tell him
to come. He just came. Okay. Now I want to ask the lady. Delightful, you still on here?
Hey, you hear his name is Rodney.
Okay, she's not on here no more. Miss Pimp. Okay, she's not talking either.
I'm here.
Okay.
Man.
You had a boyfriend. Nah, this motherfucker done got locked up. He did his time. He pop up out of jail talking about, baby, I'm home. Can this motherfucker just, and he done got paroled to your house. Can he just come?
Hell no.
Can he who?
Can he just come?
Right. You caught that right? I was like, what?
That's
no,
for that.
You,
He better find him a new house. Meet that motherfucker on the driveway, Jack.
Oh, goodness.
Where are you having folks? Damn.
I'm mad that the motherfucker called the crib. Well, you,
right.
You better put a block on the phone with your black ass.
Wow.
Is this little Jody King his responsibility? You know what? I'm going to tell you, that dude is high ass whoop.
Yeah, she on the phone talking to Rodney in the joint, goddammit. Telling all the family business. Bitch.
Your vet done turned into cooking.
Yeah, she done got old now, but shit. I'm just saying.
Want to
whoop
that trick to cooking.
I mean, my personal opinion, I think that movie would be explosive. And I think now would be the perfect time to make it because of the success of Straight Outta Compton. So now you got a chance to bring a nice hood movie back.
Oh, it's going to sell.
I would say go for it. Now would be the perfect time to go for it.
And they'll probably get about 40, 50 million.
Now, that'll go straight to DVD.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
I don't think that would. I think that would do numbers.
Well,
I mean, it's all about marketing and how it's done, and I just don't think they would spend that kind of money, you know what I mean? Unless you, get out there and your marketing skills got to be, ridiculous, you know what I'm saying, survey-wise, this-wise. And, I mean, you're going to spend some money on your marketing. Other than that, I think it'll be a straight-to-DVD movie.
Only thing I say about that is, you know, the young people, a lot of young guys went to see Straight Outta Compton, and that was our era. So they want to know
that.
You know, they'll probably spend some money to go see it at the show. Like, that was Menace to Society. That's a classic. Like Scarface, you still watch Scarface. You got kids out here still watching Al Pacino. So, I mean, it's kind of iffy, but I think it'll sell. I think it'll draw
crowds. I
think
it would, too. I think it's a good time for them to release it.
Right after the success of Straight Outta Compton. Think about it, they only paid, 28 million for Straight Outta Compton, and that did over 200 million.
You know? And that wasn't just us. That was our kid.
Right.
Long-waited story waiting to be told.
Okay. And this would be, I mean,
and
granted,
baby boy,
but
baby boy, I think, you know what I'm saying, I'm glad they didn't do a baby boy too, but you know, with all the players and the movers and shakers, that's combination wise of this movie of what you're saying, I definitely think it's going to go over well, but I don't think it's going to do as well as Compton.
We want to
find out.
Right. We have
Jim,
we
I believe you'll
out.
Be in there watching it too.
All right. Who we got? Molly Mall on the line.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? How everybody doing?
That's about time, y'all.
All right.
I found out the guy's name. The one that was on Men's Society and said it all.
What is his name?
Samuel Monroe Jr.
Really? I thought you was going to say Lamont Temple.
Hey, he's a pretty good actor.
You said what?
Pretty cool.
That dude was not no good actor. He just was a hood-ass motherfucker that got a break.
And he was from the Acorn Project.
Right.
Well, I think you need to watch
that motherfucker. If you put that motherfucker in a Shakespearean movie, I cuz, where I bow?
Nah, cut.
He need to cut it.
Hey, I like that dude, man.
That motherfucker got stomped in Medicine Society. They whooped that ass. And it don't be a menace. God damn.
He didn't play that too, did he?
Yeah, they flattened that ass. They picked his ass up with a spatula.
Yeah. And he raped old girl Diamond's cousin. And Players Club.
Oh,
yeah.
He so did.
Broke her motherfucking jaw talking about I get first deal. Nigga, how you gonna get some pussy with a broke jaw chick? How that work, man?
Oh no. I ain't never been that damn thirsty. Damn.
That motherfucker was in the desert. He went in there and some dust came out of his dick.
Yeah, he was on some shit that day.
That motherfucker was on pills, syrup, cocaine, heroin, round pack. I'm invincible, goddammit.
Me and Q gonna say, yeah, tell him we know. We. Q was a dirty motherfucker in there, too. He set that bitch up.
Hell yeah, he set up.
Hell yeah, because he couldn't get it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then they had the little goofy
like
motherfucker.
You said what?
The little goofy motherfucker.
I said, who's the guy on here that sound like Bernie Mac?
Who sounds like Bernie Mac?
I don't know.
Somebody talking on here sound like Bernie Mac.
Dave, I think that got to be you she's referring
she's
to.
She's talking about Dave.
Well,
I ain't scared of you, motherfuckers.
Don't say it, Dave. This is my close spot.
What? Him downstairs.
Him downstairs.
Him downstairs.
Oh, my goodness. Can somebody tell me what syrup is? What's in it?
Syrup? Codeine.
Yeah.
Codeine.
And it'll stop your cough and make you go to sleep.
Yep.
So just cold medicine, that's all it is?
Not,
pretty much.
Not just any type of cold. That promethazine.
It's for pain.
And they just got it in the cup, sipping it like it's
Kool-Aid. Yeah,
they mix
it with Sprite.
Pineapple.
Yeah, so if anybody ever offers you some dirty Sprite, tell them hell no.
They trying to get your ass inebriated, and they taking them damn drugs.
Shit, they was sucking it out of the baby bottle.
Be drooling.
Hell yeah.
They call it lean because your ass be leaning. I watched a chick fall out a 7-story building with that shit, man. Man, 9th floor.
I done seen some motherfuckers. I'm like, cause you know, I ain't gonna lie. You're like, why they call it lean? Shit, I done seen a couple of motherfuckers. I done learned why not. Them motherfuckers,
yeah.
Boy. Motherfuckers drooling
like
on hair himself.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, god damn.
Worse than damn dope feeling.
Yeah. I'm from Chicago, brother. I'm going to tell you, I done seen some shit.
Mm-hmm.
That was the worst thing. That's the worst thing they could have did, gave these motherfuckers most shit. Like, what the fuck?
And that's the old high. Serp is a whole high, man. They used to take it with a pill. Serp and a pill, a Thriller. They used to take that shit with a pill.
Thriller?
Be not.
Just say no.
Right, yeah, that's too much shit now. God damn. I'm just doing too much now. I remember motherfucker just smoke some weed. Shit.
Why?
Put some hash on it, and that was about it. Yeah. But goddamn, these motherfuckers went crazy.
Hell yeah, you know, I remember.
What the hell they got into?
That little motherfucker was walking around. Now they smoke weed and have an attitude when they can't get it. I don't remember having no attitude.
Motherfucker singing songs to his cocaine addiction.
He
is. You know, and it's crazy because I remember I was in a bar and the song, you talking about that song, dude saying he can't feel his face?
Yeah.
And the dude, I mean, you know, and we sitting down and we in a bar and we talking, and I said, damn. I said, man, these motherfuckers just straight make songs about cocaine, not doing cocaine. And the one guy looked at me, he said, what you say this song about? I said, man, just listen to the words, dude. Somebody can't feel his face. He did a couple of lines.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be back. I said, man, you okay? He said, I'm finna go beat her little ass. And his daughter was walking around. He said he had never paid attention to the song. His daughter just walked around singing the song and shit, but he never paid attention to the song. So he's going over home, whoop her little ass. That, he said he took the whole iPod.
Wow.
Well, the kids don't know what you mean.
Well, the fact that she still had the iPod meant she wasn't doing cocaine. She still had the iPod. She was doing cocaine. Nobody else had an iPod.
So, no.
How about that shit you see on? Kids don't even know.
No, they don't.
Right.
How about the shit that you see on Facebook now? These people drinking whole bottles of Jack Daniels and whole bottles of Tanqueray. I'm like, who the fuck does that? Drinking the whole fucking bottle.
Niggas who wanna die.
Yeah. I've seen that shit. I seen little dude drink a whole motherfucking fifth of Hennessy. Man, they showed the camera on his ass again. That motherfucker was in the tub crying, butt naked.
Shit, I went to dude down the fifth of motherfucking Spindorf and died.
Shit.
Straight to the head. That motherfucker died. Johnny on the spot.
All right, damn. Alcohol in your system at the same time? Oh, hell. He
poisoned himself.
Yeah.
Well,
y'all doing all this talk. I'm about to go buy me a pack of tops.
It ain't nothing like the old school player.
Do they even still sell them, motherfuckers?
Yeah.
You can get all kinds.
They still selling reefer for you. Know they still got to have tough.
Shit, nowadays these motherfuckers getting give me the grape blood, cherry blood. I'm like,
man. Hey, can I ask you a question? Anybody that smokes weed, we didn't have no weed to taste like now. Later, I'm cool. I just want to smoke a grape joint. The now ladies come in handy after the weed, but during the smoking, no.
All right, man. I guess they, you know, I asked the little guy that. He said, man, you know, you don't want your breath all stinking when you be smoking the weed and shit when you talk to a bitch or something like that. I said, dude, that shit don't mask that. That shit does not mask that.
That was a badge of honor, smelling like weed. Yeah, I smoke weed. What's happening?
You smell a weed smoker a mile away.
motherfucker walk past you like, God damn, that motherfucker squirrel.
I think the flavor ones taste better than the original.
I'm just not into blunts. I mean, to each his own. I don't do blunts. If I was to smoke weed, it'd be paper. I'm a paper chasing motherfucker.
You wouldn't smoke bongs either, huh?
Yeah, me too, man. I don't fuck with them blunts, man. Just give me some motherfucking tops.
What about a bomb?
Shit up, smoke it.
Ooh, wait a minute. Yeah. My motherfucker don't even smoke weed.
If I did smoke weed, I'm smoking me a motherfucking joint, goddamn. That's what they used to call it. Give me a joint. Let me hit that joint.
Right.
A pinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Smoke a joint.
Nah,
I'm or the slow
smoke
burner.
Weed one time and thought everybody in the club was out to kill them.
Yeah, man. All the motherfuckers, everybody in the bitch was staring at me, man. Fuck these motherfuckers. Why they staring at me?
I had to leave the club early, man. Let's take this motherfucker home. Man, motherfucker staring at us. This motherfucker finna do something.
Ain't nobody thinking about you. You should have went and bought him a pack of Zingers and a motherfucking can of milk or something. He'd have been
he
all
right. Some milk.
No, I can't handle that shit, man. I know my limitations, goddamn it. That's one of them. I can't handle that shit.
I smoked some weed
with this girl once, man. I couldn't even feel my legs. I said, man, she didn't spike this shit. This shit ain't no real weed. What the fuck is this shit? I couldn't feel my fucking legs. Man, this ain't no real weed.
You can make a song about it. I can't feel my leg.
Goddamn right. I couldn't feel my motherfucking legs. I think she gave me some lace shit. That's the last time I ever smoked.
Yeah.
That shit probably was in 96.
It's
fuck
like when
shit.
You sit on the toilet too long and your leg go to sleep.
Right. You ever smoke weed, you sit on the toilet and be like, damn, how long have I been sitting here?
No.
You ever stare at the light bulb when you sitting there?
Hell no.
Oh, my good, no.
Anybody know? I know I ain't the only motherfucker that took a shit and sat there and say, damn, how long I been sitting here?
You must have been the only motherfucker.
I can't be the only motherfucker that thought some shit like that.
Weed makes you
right.
I
was high.
I was high the motherfucker.
Hell yeah, you waiting. Oh, that's the first joint of the day. You'll never get that high again.
Hey, that nigga got stuck on the toilet. That's fucked up.
Hell yeah.
Well, that's why I don't smoke
that
shit,
man. That was that 3 minutes of school up and down. He been sitting for 2 hours. What's wrong with that shit?
Goddamn. The only motherfucker that shit happened to, ain't nobody else experienced that.
No.
I'm telling you, you're not alone out here, brother. You're not alone.
He come out the bathroom. Damn, how long I've been sitting in there?
I'm saying the first joint of the day. Anybody remember the first joint of the day? That's the best joint of the day. You'll never get that high back. That's the motherfucker. You be so motherfucking hungry, but you don't want to lose that high. You don't want to eat.
Right.
That's the wake and bake.
Yeah.
Wake and bake. Y'all got names for everything.
I'm shit. As soon as I smoke weed, I'm hungry than a motherfucker. Give me some food right there and now.
Not me. If I'm waking and baking, shit, I'm on my way to school.
Say no to drugs, yes to alcohol.
Really?
And yes to now.
That's my motto.
Say yes to now.
It's been 9 years for me. I ain't smoked weed in 9 years.
Is that good or bad?
I mean, are we supposed to say something like, hello, family?
Yeah, we're supposed to be like, yay! Good for you.
Good for you.
I know which because like, I'd be glad when she smoked something so she can shut the fuck up. Shit.
Since I smoke weed.
Hey, let me ask you a question. How long you and Dragon been together now?
Since November.
That's almost a year.
Almost a year. And where'd y'all meet at?
At the Snooty Fox.
What is it? Was it a Sin City hookup? What's going on?
Well, I was smoking weed.
It was a Sin City hookup. Give us our motherfucking credit. We put y'all together.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow. Big shout out.
She didn't want to say it either.
I wouldn't have been a big flirt. We wouldn't have been together because he wasn't trying to flirt.
You got some
shit. It was them ass shots that got them together. And the titties, yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, he's like, oh shit.
He's like, damn, that white girl got it.
Goddamn ass shot.
That boy said that titty bigger than my goddamn.
Ass and titty.
All right, y'all, we gotta get the hell.
He's
out
an
of
awesome this. Guy, anyway.
Yeah.
Candy, it's past.
I'm just saying.
All right, Miss Pip, where you at?
Yeah, he is, boy.
You got last words, boy.
Yeah, man. Y'all are off the chain. I'm glad everybody came back in one piece. And today was a good show. And I will be posted up and ready, waiting at 9:29:59, ready to get it in again.
That's what's up. Ken,
that's
you got
Eastern
last
Standard
word.
Time.
Temple, Ponson.
Candy.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
God damn.
Yeah, she's trying to watch
Man
the
good...
Hip Hop
and the show.
Yeah.
No, I'm just laying here. I'm tired. That's all. I had a good time on your show. I'll call you tomorrow.
That's what's up. Dragon.
What's going on?
Hey, last words for us, brother.
Yeah, it's good to be back. You know what I'm saying? Hope everybody doing all right. Hopefully I'll be on here tomorrow, God willing. Everybody be safe, man. Have a good evening.
That's what's up. Molly Ma.
Oh, this is a great show. And I like seeing the pictures on Sin City Radio. I'm doing y'all's thing. And I'll keep on commenting. Thanks.
He throws that out there every week, don't he? I probably don't think they listening to you, but I'm glad you keep throwing it out there. Keep throwing it out there.
Yeah, I'm like a damn car salesman. Yeah, somebody want a bike. Yeah.
All right, Janine, you got your last word.
Yes, it was a good show. Good talking with everybody. Y'all men better get y'all women some nine ladies. Make her mouth juicy, sticky. Whew, her mouth be nice and tight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Let them dick sucking skills come in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get some mail letters tonight. I seen some of the gas stations.
All right, Dave. Dave, you got some last words for us, man.
Well, yeah. Yo, the show was off the hizzle for shizzle, my nizzles. I'll holler at y'all tomorrow. I don't know about 9:59:59. or whatever she said, but I will chime in, Pimpin. Good to meet the new cat, though. I mean, the old cat that meet me. How about that?
There you go. All right, big dog.
Hey, Grease.
Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Don't forget tomorrow, y'all, 8:30 Central Standard Time, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, Bransonville Radio. Hey, let me ask you a question, man. I saw a video. Y'all motherfuckers getting down up there in Indianapolis, man. I saw a shootout on tape. Did anybody see that? In Indianapolis?
I ain't
see it. Motherfuckers at the gas station just start just dumping.
That's old.
That's not our old down here,
though. Oh, I thought it was new shit. Fuck it.
God bless you guys, y'all.
That was
you gotta do Fox 59 for 5 hours in the morning.
All right, check this out. Anybody wanna see the Death Before Dishonor movie trailer? Hit us up, SinCityRadioShow.com. I got it posted. All
right, yo.
All right, y'all. That's what's up. Let me know. Peace. What give a comment. Let me know what y'all think. All right, y'all. Peace. Y'all, peace, bitch.